Hey guys, are you looking for a sports book that you can trust? Well, look no further than mybookie.ag, where you can get a 50% match on your initial deposit of up to $1,000 when you use promo code DFSArmy. As a bonus, when you use promo code DFSArmy, you also get a free month of DFSArmy VIP and DFSArmy Beat the Bookie membership. That's a $100 combined value. So we'll help you with your daily fantasy sports, and we'll help you with your handicapping free when you sign up for mybookie.ag using promo code DFSArmy.
In 2015, an elite DFS Army commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Everyone, this is your DFS Army puck drop for Thursday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone, and get your lovers something nice and be nice to them. I'm your host today, MDelagnus14, Matt D142 on FanDuel, Matty D142 on DraftKings. Here with me this morning is Mr. Robert Flynn. Flynn, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you?
You know, can't complain. Just sitting here Wednesday night watching the Edmonton game, drinking a beer, recording a podcast. Can't get any better than this.
Life is good, brother.
Yeah, we finally had some time to research the night before and get this out since we're both working all day tomorrow.
What better time to do a podcast than 9:30 on, what is it, Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
I don't know what day of the week it is. All I know is I have to work in the morning.
Yeah, you got that right. So, as you know, guys, we're getting this done the night before. So a lot of value will likely open up tomorrow. No goalies confirmed as of yet, so you make sure you keep an eye on all goalie confirmations. If you want, you should, join up at dfsarmy.com, promo code NHLPODCAST, save yourself 20%. Get into our Slack chat and get all of our coaches' notes. We'll have all of our final plays later on tomorrow, and I know Flynn's going to have an article. And it could be VIP only. So get in, use the promo code NHLPODCAST, save yourself some money, and get winning on this big Thursday night slate. We also know a lot of NBA guys are coming over. So if you're brand new to NHL, we'll teach you the ropes. It's how I learned last year this time. And now I'm a coach at the DFS Army. So you guys can learn and you will learn if you're willing to put the time in.
Absolutely. All you have to do is ask us questions. We'll help you out. I know Chop put a video together this afternoon that's still in the news and notes section in chat. You guys can check that out. I did a strategy article at the beginning of the year that I will repost, retweet for all you guys to take a look at. I think that's all the housekeeping stuff we need to take care of.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Since this is a big slate, we won't name every single game. We'll just get right into goalies, then move on to centers, wings, and round out with defense and our favorite stacks like usual. So top of the list, we actually have a lot of three goalies over 9K, and all three of them are in play. We'll start off with the top, Vasilevskiy for Tampa Bay, 9,400. This game, I think, is kind of going to be an offensive snooze fest. Both teams are great defensively, really good goalie play of late. I do think Vasilevskiy has a great chance of getting the win, as Dallas is last in goals in the last month and second to last in shots. So I don't think the ceiling is really there for tournaments, but in cash games he should easily be able to get you 20 to 28 points on the slate today.
Absolutely. Over his last eight games, 4-2-2 with 2.45 goals against, 9.22 save percentage. Like I said, Dallas doesn't shoot. They don't score. And really, Tampa hasn't done much of that either. So, game could go 2-1, or Tampa could get hot and drop 7. But either way, I don't think Dallas puts up much of a fight in this game, at least offensively. So Vasilevskiy's great cash game play, but he's going to cost you at 9,400.
He is. Right now, value is a little bit harder to find, but as the day progresses, some value will open up and you might be able to fit him in. Two guys underneath him, both 9,100, I have some interest in. Frederik Andersen for Toronto and Carey Price for Montreal. Start off with Andersen playing against Vegas. They are on the road, so I'm a little weary about that, but he's been great home and on the road lately. Vegas ranks towards the bottom in goals scored in the last month and towards the bottom in shots, too. And I think Toronto is in a good spot, even though Vegas doesn't allow a ton of shots, but I think they will find a way to exploit Vegas, too, who's given up a ton of goals. And Andersen should be able to get the win. He's won four straight, scored 27 or more FanDuel points in all four of those games.
Fleury's been actually really bad at home recently, so the win looks very likely for Frederik Andersen. Right now I have Vegas as a minus 120 favorite. Not really sure where that's coming from. We'll take a look in the morning, see what our beat the bookie guys have to say about that. But Frederik Andersen, fantastic play in all formats.
Agreed. Like we said, the higher price guys I think are more for cash. Better chance at a win, but it's hard to pay off that salary. You almost need a shutout to win GPPs with taking up that much salary at goalie. But Carey Price, I think he does have GPP winning upside against Nashville. Nashville's starting to heat up. Third most shots in the last month. But they're not scoring all that much. I do think that Montreal's defense is going to be better than Nashville's offense today, even though Nashville 1 is starting to heat up a little bit.
They're heating up, but they're also bleeding goals. And right now I have Montreal in the top 5 in shots against and goals against. Pack and scoring, and they're shooting a ton. So that's a massive ceiling for Carey Price if he's on his game.
Yeah, and I mean, aside from his last game against Toronto, he's given up the goals against his 5 before that, 2-1-3-1-1. Even before that against Boston, he shut them down, shut Colorado down. So since January 12th, he's had one bad game in a month. So it's hard to argue with playing him in all formats on this slate tonight, too.
And I think a lot of ownership will be off of him because Nashville's carrying a 175 favorite right now. But as we tell everybody on these big slates, don't worry about ownership. It really doesn't mean anything.
Pick the contest right,
and the rest takes care of itself.
Agreed. So we went over the top price guys. We'll move down to the low to mid eights. You want to start with one of your plays who we actually don't agree on something for once.
When I was doing my research earlier, it absolutely scared the hell out of me that my top guy is Connor Hellebuyck. Colorado is an absolute dumpster fire. Hellebuck's been playing great lately. Colorado shoots a ton. They're in the top 10 over the last month, but they're not scoring any goals. They have one win in their last 10 games. Winnipeg gives up the most shots on the slate, so that raises Hellebuck's ceiling even higher. All the numbers point to Connor Hellebuyck, except for the fact that he's Connor Hellebuyck, and he should scare you.
Yeah, and we know how dangerous Colorado can be, but they're just not playing that well right now. I mean, we do like some of their offensive pieces, but Hellebuyck, I think, has a good shot getting the win on home ice, because we know Colorado, they're playing bad right now, and they're not that good on the road either. So you might talk me into using Hellebuyck. Right now, still kind of iffy, kind of scares crap out of me. But hey, you never know.
Me too, but take everything into account. I reserve the right to change my mind, but he's my number one guy right now.
Yeah, we're still about 20 hours to lock, so a lot's going to change.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I'll change my mind a couple of times between now and then.
Yeah, think of this, guys, as an early morning podcast. It's going to change once all the news comes out, once our research station comes out. This is to get you guys started on your lineup builds, and then you put the work in, complete your lineups, ask questions, and then just take everyone's money.
Exactly. We have the Domination Station, we have the Research Station. My article will be out. I'll be kicking around Slack. Chop will be in Slack. Anthony and Shady will both be in Slack.
I'll be there after 5 once I get out of work, here and there throughout the day. Article, TBA. Depends if I can get it in tonight or not. All right, moving.
I didn't mention you because I didn't know you have your internship going on.
Yeah, busy, man. But we'll move down now. Anyone else you're interested in? I think Hellebuck's really one of the only mid to upper.
I always have interest in Robin Lehner.
It depends who starts. If it's him, I kind of like Thomas Grace a little more if he starts. But again, that's kind of a toss-up every game unless they're on a back-to-back. Both are playing really good.
They're both playing very well. You don't really know what you're going to get with Columbus. They can score a ton or they can forget to show up.
So I think we can use either one of the Islanders' goalies, whoever does start in tournaments. The Islanders have allowed the fewest goals in the last month, and they do allow some shots, but their defense is just playing really good. And their penalty kill is also one of the best in the league in the last month, so I think they're pretty safe, but like you said, we never know what we're going to get with Columbus.
I'd leave those guys for GPP. But right now, Grice and Lehner are basically the same person. They even have similar salaries. Grice at 82 and Lehner at 8,500.
Definitely. Moving down, one of my guys that I'm interested in, we both don't think he's going to start, but wish he starts, is Cam Ward. He's been, whenever he starts, he's been on fire. He's had one bad game in the last 5, and of course that had to be the New Jersey. But New Jersey's still not playing good. They're in the bottom of the league in shots against, goals again, or goals. Their penalty kill isn't that good, and Cam Ward's got 4 straight games over 24 FanDuel points. He's allowed 2 or 3 goals, but he's getting a lot of shot volume. If he does start, I think we can use him in larger field tournaments, and he'll be really low-owned. But if D'Elia starts, I don't really have any interest in him.
If D'Elia starts, then I really don't have any interest. Cam Ward, I'm not sure I'll get there. But like you said, larger field tournaments, absolutely in play. He is my preferred Blackhawks goalie. They also may play him to showcase him for a trade.
Yeah, with Crawford coming back.
Crawford was skating yesterday or the day before, so maybe he'll be able to make his season debut. No, he did play earlier in the year, then he got hurt.
Yeah.
Might be able to come back before the trading deadline, they can get something for Cam Ward.
You going back to Jordan Binnington tonight?
He's certainly on my radar. His price jumped up to $8,000. Arizona's offense has been better of late, and their defense has been worse. So I think the win is safe for Binnington. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but he's been playing out of his mind lately. Still has a sub-2 goals against average. And Arizona's still Arizona. They're not a great team, and St. Louis is on fire right now. They're great offense, great defense. It's hard to go wrong with Binnington, but his price jump scares me a little bit.
I agree. I think we can use him more in tournaments. He's still cash viable, I think, but it's a little harder to use him in cash on the road with all the other options that we have today.
If he was at home, he'd be a lock button.
Definitely. Save 100 in tournaments and go back to Anders Nilsson. I think I'm going to go back to him. This game features 2 of the best defenses in the league right now, 2 of the best penalty kills, 2 of the worst penalty percentages. I think this is going to be a really low scoring game. And yeah, Nielsen's on the road, gave up four yesterday. And the first two he gave up, he just got unlucky. They're on a long power play, and it's going to happen when you have a man advantage. I think they had like a 5-minute power play or something. But they scored too quick on power plays.
I like the idea of going back to Anders Nielsen. I had him in one tournament yesterday at 11%. And I expect him to be even less than that tomorrow.
I would guess probably
Detroit really doesn't offer anything offensively other than Dylan Larkin. I don't love Ottawa on the road, but Nielsen's been playing great. And should go overlooked at tournaments.
Anyone else in the net for you? Any interest in Khudobin for Dallas?
In large field GPPs, yes. He's been playing well. Not sure I'm going to get there with him being on the road. Tampa Bay can go absolutely nuts. And you see a guy like Kucherov's heating up. Scares me a little bit, but Anton Khudobin has been playing very well. Still has a 1.76 goals against over the last month.
Yeah, he's been playing well.
Another large field GPP option.
One last guy for only MME that I have interest in is Jonathan Quick. Flynn, don't cringe now. Let me explain. So, Quick's
been... I think
everybody
saw me cringe on that one.
I mean, rightfully so. Like, Quick hasn't really been that good this year at all. The Kings have been horrible. But I think he has a little bit of an advantage with Vancouver playing last night, not traveling far, but they're still traveling a little bit. And Quick has pretty good numbers against them in his career. I'm just going to pull those numbers up really quick for you. His career numbers against Vancouver, 1.77 goals against, 935 save percentage in 36 games. The win-loss record isn't that great, 18-16-2. But I think he is worth a shot if you're on MME, maybe like 1 or 2%. Get him in a couple lineups if you're playing 100, 150. Vancouver on the road back-to-back. I think there's upside for Quick, and he's going to be 1% owned, if that.
Oh, absolutely. People are going to look at the game log like I am right now. See that he gave up 5 to Boston, came back 2 days later, and gave up 6 to Washington.
I mean, those are two pretty good offenses. They're not anywhere near Vancouver.
I see getting that with Quick. I don't think I'm going to play him. But if for some reason Jack Campbell gets the start, then I would take a shot on him for only $100 more.
Yeah, I don't mind that. He's been playing really good this year, too, when given the opportunity.
He only has 3 starts in the last month, but he's put up over 30 fantasy points in both of them.
Anyone else in the net for you? You want to go on to centers?
I think we can safely move on.
All right. Everybody
else down here is kind of a dumpster fire.
Center's pretty deep today, actually. There's a lot to like. We have a lot of guys on our radar. I'm gonna start off with Austin Matthews. You actually talked me onto him a little bit, saying he's likely gonna get Vegas's second line, and their second line is just bleeding goals right now. And Matthews is starting to heat up a little bit. And I, like you said to me before, Vegas is gonna try to slow down the Tavares line. And I think Matthews is going to have a lot more openings with him and Kapanen, who we'll get to a little bit later. And Matthews has 2-goal upside, I think, in this matchup.
Absolutely. Vegas is not playing well defensively. I always seem to get these two wrong, but everything to me is pointing at Austin Matthews.
Tavares, he's in play. I'm just not paying $8,500. I'll save $500 if I'm going to choose between him and Matthews and just go to Matthews.
Steven Stamkos is in play, but not really going there.
I feel
the only other guy above $8,000 is Tyler Seguin. And I'm really off him for the same reason I'm off Steven Stamkos. I just don't think many guys are going to score in that game.
I think if you want to stack up their lines in tournaments, that's the only thing I would do. I'm not using them in cash.
No, not in cash and not as a one-off.
Not in single entry either. Make it multi-entry GPPs. Yeah, we'll go under 8K. Top of the list, we got Nathan MacKinnon. Like we said, Colorado's been brutal, but Winnipeg defense has also been brutal. I think this could be the game Nate breaks off for 2 or 3 goals, and I would not be surprised whatsoever.
I wouldn't either, and that's one of the main reasons I was saying Hellebuck scares the hell out of me, is it doesn't matter if MacKinnon matches up against the Shifley line or the Little line. They're both bleeding goals. And McKinnon's one of the best players in the league. And it's only a matter of time before he starts to show it again.
When was Nate under 8K last? That's the question. Because I don't think I've ever seen him.
I don't know. 3 years ago? I don't think I've ever seen his price this low.
But no one's going to play him. So I think you can take a shot in tournaments and stack up their first line and hope that Winnipeg keeps bleeding goals like they have been. And they're going to be all probably sub 15%. That's probably really high.
Less than that.
Probably be like, what, 6 or 7?
Something like that, and even less as a stack. But in the last 4 games, he has put up over 20 points twice against Washington and against Boston. But the other 2 games in that 4-game window, he's put up less than 5. So I definitely don't trust him in cash. But one of these days, that line's going to break back out.
They were one of the hottest lines for probably a month, 2 months straight. They're running through a cold stretch, but what a perfect time to play against one of the worst defenses in the league.
One of your favorite guys is right below him, Jenny Kuznetsov. This guy's been playing out of his mind lately. Like we said on every podcast, San Jose can put up a ton of goals, but they give up a ton of goals too.
Yeah, they can. And him with Ovi is just... him, Ovi, and Wilson have that chemistry where it's hard to beat them. I do think San Jose has the edge in this game, but I think Kuznetsov is in play. It's crazy. You look at San Jose, and they allow the bottom 5 in shots against, but they're pretty middle of the pack in goals against, so they don't allow many shots, but the shots that they do allow, some of them go through.
Sounds like a goalie problem to me.
Yeah, probably.
Which is why we didn't mention Martin Jones when we were talking about goalies.
Him and Dell are good for wins. They're, like, decent getting their team wins, but they're horrible fantasy players.
Oh, they'll win, but they'll give up 4.
Exactly.
So it kind of cancels out. They'll give up 3 or 4, so it cancels out the win score. So you're banking on all the saves at that point.
Yeah.
Just isn't there with Sharks goalies.
Right under Kuznetsov, Shafley. He's been on fire. I always thought he was just an assist machine, and he's proved me wrong lately, shooting, getting a couple goals. He's got 4 goals in the last 5, 2 assists, and he's shooting the puck a ton. Great matchup with Colorado. No matter what goalie starts, they're both playing pretty bad, and I think Winnipeg is one of the top offenses on the slate tonight.
Absolutely. I love that whole line. And Mark Scheifele is the guy that makes that whole line work. He was an assist man for a while. Now he's passing, he's scoring, he's doing it all.
I think he's an all-format play.
Absolutely.
Going down, Jonathan Toews, 7,500. Last game he was horrible. He didn't do much. Their top line didn't do that much. I think he's worth it in a stack. I'm not going to pay that much in cash or as a one-off, but if you're stacking Chicago 1, he's obviously going to be a part of that stack.
Absolutely, especially playing at home. Put him, Patrick Kane together. And then you have Drake Caggiula, I believe, is still the third man on that line.
Yeah, he's basically useless. Fantasy-wise, anyway. Do you like Dylan Larkin tonight?
I always have outside interest in Dylan Larkin. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but I like what this kid brings to the table.
He's pretty pricey, but he's got a floor of about 15 in his last month or so. He's been shooting 5 or 6 times a game and getting a goal or an assist almost every game. So I think he's in play more in tournaments. 7,200 is pretty steep. I think, again, I'm going to try to save at center tonight.
The only thing that scares me off him in tournaments is I really don't trust him.
Yeah, I don't really trust them at all. He could be a one-off in tournaments.
The format that's been working for a lot of our guys is do a 3-3-1-1 type of tournament stack. And Dylan Larkin absolutely could be one of those two one-offs.
Anyone else over 7K that you're interested in at all?
Elias Pettersson's always in play. Especially you take a number 2 line on the road. But they're on a road back-to-back. I'd only use that in a stack with Brock Besser and Josh Lebo.
Under 7K, keep riding the hot hand of Ryan O'Reilly in the Blues. I would only use him in a stack, too. I think he's a little bit at his max price. I don't think I'll use him as a one-off. But their matchup with Arizona is pretty good, actually. And they've been rolling.
Absolutely. You'd have to work hard to talk me off of just about any St. Louis Blue tomorrow. Ryan O'Reilly's putting up very cash-safe numbers, but like I said, his price is getting up there. So he's going to need either a defenseman or one of his wingers in a stack with him to help pay that price off. Logan Couture is always in play. It's always fun to target the Capitals. Their defense is atrocious. I'm looking at other San Jose Sharks, but if you want to go a little lower ownership, Logan Couture, 100% in play.
Definitely in play. I'll save 200 and go to Tomas Hertl.
That's the other one.
I have him all in caps written down on my notes paper right here. I think he's going to be one of my centers in my cash games. Him and Kane are just, their chemistry is unreal right now. Great matchup. And even though they're playing really good, people seem to never play the late hammer game. And if you're not playing any Sharks today, you're doing it wrong.
100% true. We'll get to one winger that, actually, you just mentioned him. Vander Kane. Like I told Matt earlier, if you're not playing Kane, you're doing it wrong. And stack him with Tomas Hertl.
That's probably how I'll start my cash games, honestly.
Absolutely. And in the last 6, he's put up over 20, almost 25 points 4 times and over 40 twice. His numbers are off the charts, and he should get a matchup against the Ovechkin line. And as we all know, Alex Ovechkin doesn't even pretend to play defense.
Well, when you're that good on offense, there's no point, right?
Exactly. I was like targeting the Stars lines. Go after Sidney Crosby. Go after Mick Jesus. Those guys always make good offensive plays, but it's fun to target the lines that are going against them, too.
Anyone else in the 6K range? Any interest in?
Ryan Johansson, maybe. Montreal's defense has been really good lately, but Ryan Johansson has been involved in the scoring, and he's cheap enough at 6,300 that he gets you exposure to his wingers without paying almost 8K. Put up 10 or more points and the last 6 games. Really hard to argue with that production. More GPP or hybrid. But another guy that is in play.
What do you feel about the Montreal centers? Both the same price. Both in a good matchup. Especially if Pekka starts.
I'm leaning towards Max Domi. because I think he's going to get the Nashville 1 defense. And that line's been bleeding goals lately, too.
Yeah, they're tied for third most in the last 10 games alone.
Domi hasn't been nearly as consistent as... He and his line mates haven't been as consistent as Montreal 1. But he does have a 25-point upside. But he showed lately that his floor is 4. So it's risky, but I'm leaning towards Montreal 2 if you're going to pick one of the Canadiens' lines to stack.
Tournament only.
Absolutely.
And that's if Saros starts, I'm kind of off Montreal.
Saros has been much better than Rene lately.
So keep an eye on who starts for them because they always take forever to decide who's going to start.
They're always the last to confirm. I remember the Kings doing that a couple of years ago. It always drives you nuts.
In cash games, though?
I'm going to stay right at $5,800 and go to the guy that I've been riding for about $1,300 worth of his price. Dylan Strome.
Yeah, he was the guy I alluded to in my... Probably going to be my cash build. Strome and Hurdle are probably going to be my two centers. Just because I want to pay up a little bit more on wings. And they're both... I think they're both too cheap for their matchups and for their production lately. And I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a goal and an assist today. And Chicago 2 has been one of the hottest lines in hockey in the last 2-3 weeks.
Absolutely. He's only had one dud in the last 8 games. Only put up 9.6 last night against Boston, but he still got an assist.
Boston's been playing pretty good defensively, though, so...
Exactly.
I'm not all that surprised there. But he still got an assist, still got in the point column, and today he... I'm going to predict that he's going to either score a goal or get 2 assists today.
I absolutely agree with that. I think he's in a smash spot. And New Jersey really doesn't do much of anything well. They're middle of the pack across the board.
Except somehow score 3 against Jordan Binnington last night, and he didn't get enough saves to really...
Maddening. They didn't take enough shots to get Binnington many points either.
I think the last... 2 goalies I've used against them. Did they put up 20 shots last night?
I don't think so.
I don't either. And the last time a goalie I liked against them, they put up 18. So they're horrible. The Devils are just so bad right now. They really need Taylor Hall back. And their goaltending is just horrible. Maybe they should trade for Cam Ward.
I think they need Mackenzie Blackwood to get healthy. So they at least have somebody to build around.
Forgot about him.
Oh, I just pulled up the game log. 23 shots on goal last night on Bennington.
It's a big increase from the last game.
Every time I looked at it, it was like 5 shots. 7 shots. And they got up to 10 shots. I'm actually really surprised they got up to 23 shots.
Is there anyone else in that 5,000 that you like? It's kind of, after those guys at 58, it's kind of shaky. I'm not really looking at anyone there, but are you looking at anyone down there?
I just found your buddy Nazem Kadri.
Yep, not playing him ever.
No, me neither.
Anthony, you could play him, but I won't.
Like I said in Slack yesterday, he's good for like 3 games a year. Otherwise, he's shit.
Anthony was pretty funny changing his name to Kadri. And oh, what about my performance tonight? It was a good chuckle before bed.
I think that's gonna do it for me above 5K.
All right, so we'll go.
Plus, of course, you want to play Nazem Kadri.
Yeah, we'll go way down 4,400. Tyler Bozak, St. Louis. He's on, what, their second line, where he has been?
Yes.
He's been playing because David Perron's been out, and He's been putting up numbers. His last two have been better. I don't know what exactly when he got moved up, but he's starting to heat up a little bit. Those two games were much better matchups, but Arizona is not the hardest matchup either.
Now, he should get the matchup against Arizona's top line,
who's allowed 7 goals in their last 10 games. So, good value, especially in tournaments. If you want to use him as a one-off and save some money,
he saves you $2,400 off Ryan O'Reilly, and I think he's going to get the better matchup than ROR.
One guy, I'm not really sure what to feel about him. I have interest in him, is Adrian Kempe. Yep. They should put an accent over the E, because that's what it seems like. This dude's been quietly on fire. No one's going to own him.
Only 4,200. Double digits in about one game in the month of February.
Think he's sneaky. Vancouver's probably going to have a backup goalie. He's still putting 3 to 4 shots on goal, too. So, I won't use him in cash, but if you want to use him as a one-off in tournaments, I have no problem doing that. And he also gets second power play time, so a little bit of a man advantage. I don't really like their second power play unit, but if he gets that extra time, then he could put one through.
So give him an extra minute, maybe two, during the game. I like that play.
Anyone else for centers, or you just go right to wing?
Yeah, let's go to wing. There's not much else down here.
All right, wings. Our boy, Patrick Kane, 9,100. Not sure I'm going to get there today, but it might burn me.
He's going to be tough to fade.
He is?
We're going to need some other value to open up. Maybe somebody decides they need the night off, and some $3,500 guy goes up to a top line somewhere.
You know, that would be nice.
Patrick Kane has been one of the hottest skaters in the league. I can't say that enough. And if you put him and Dylan Strome in a cash game, you're going to get a piece of just about every Chicago goal.
Do you know what he did last time they faced New Jersey? 2 goals, 2 assists, 9 shots, 54 FanDuel points.
That's more than I've scored on some slates.
Yeah, I remember I was at the bar playing darts that night, and this Patrick Kane, 11%. And I'm like, oh, he scored again. Oh, he got an assist. End of the night, 50 points. Unreal, no ownership. You probably won't be that owned today unless people smarten up and actually use them in a prime matchup.
$9,100 price tag is scary, but holy shit. I'm looking at his game log right now. A bad night for him is 10 points. And he's come almost to 60 twice.
Yeah.
He's insane right now.
I'm going to have a hard time not using him.
So I have the research station, sort by value, sort by shots and blocks, FanDuel points over the last 5 to 10 games.
Find your value. It's
a great way to find your value. Somebody will pop on there when Jim has that up and running, maybe 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah, definitely. We're getting kind of long into this, so we'll try to go through the last couple positions a little bit quicker. We mentioned the Dallas-Tampa Bay. I think Kucherov's good for tournaments only. Alexander Ovechkin, I'd rather just save 100 and go to him. Better matchup. He has the upside. Still don't use him in cash, but great tournament play for stacking their top line against San Jose. 8,700, it's up there, but if you want to stack them, go for it.
Absolutely. Last two line combinations he's been on. over the last 10 games, scored 11 goals over the last 10. He's playing great. $400 cheaper than Kane. But given the matchup, I trust Patrick Kane a little bit more. But you really can't go wrong with either one of them.
Yeah, and if you don't want to use Ovechkin, save another $400 and go to Vladimir Tarasenko, who's been absolutely on fire. 14 points, I think, is his floor. I don't think he's going to get you less than that. Good matchup again. I just think I like Kane more, and I might not get to him in cash, but I'll have some shares in tournaments for sure.
Absolutely. Tarasenko's been fantastic lately, especially if you can pair him with O'Reilly or one of the defensemen that we'll mention in a little bit.
Not sure exactly who you're thinking of, but I have a couple in mind.
Aces may have tweeted about him last night when he went bananas.
All right. Going down 7,800, Vander Kane. Like we said, don't be stupid. Just play him.
I don't advocate a lock button in NHL very often, but press the lock button on Vander Kane tomorrow. It's that easy.
I think I'm going to try my best to go double Kaner.
I like it. They're probably two of the top five skaters in the league right now.
Yeah, they definitely are, and both have pretty good matchups, actually great matchups. And their ceiling, honestly, combined, could probably put up 100, 120 points. I would not be shocked.
I wouldn't either. Then if you put a Dylan Strome and a Tomas Hertl with them, I'm not building a lineup right now, but you'd have to dig for some value, but there's a massive ceiling if you start a cash or hybrid lineup with those four guys.
Philip Forsberg, if you're stacking Nashville, I don't hate it. A little pricey for me. Same with Blake Wheeler. Wheeler's more of an assist guy for Winnipeg. If you're stacking his line, go for it. Their top line stack is kind of hard to get because they're all pretty expensive, but definitely don't hate it. They're definitely in play on the big slate, and I really like Winnipeg's offense.
They need to find some Winnipeg exposure tomorrow. It's going to be tough. Seem to want to pay up everywhere.
You can use Kyle O'Connor. He's
a little bit cheaper.
Lower price, but I might as well just mention him now. We're mentioning Winnipeg. Gets you access to both the guys on the top line. And he gets top power play time, so don't hate it if you want to go there. Joe Pavelski in play. San Jose 1 is going to be a lot lower owned than San Jose 2.
Well, lately I'd really only stack him with Logan Couture.
Yeah, that's about it. I probably wouldn't use him as a one-off. A little pricey for me.
Atkinson I'd probably only use in a stack. Really don't like playing anybody against the Islanders. It's just too good. Both goalies are good. It doesn't matter who's in net.
Same with Victor Arvidsson. Only use him in a stack. Mikko Rantanen only in a stack. Alex DeBrincat went down $100 after he scored a goal last night.
Thanks, FanDuel.
Just because I like Kane that much more, I probably won't get to DeBrincat in cash. But in tournaments,
well, could do a Strom and DeBrincat and still get access to Kane on the power play.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm just so worried. But I'm worried Kane's going to put up 50.
Kane is just, he's in a smash spot. It's hard to like DeBrincat, even though he's in arguably just as good of a spot. But he doesn't have the ceiling Patrick Kane does.
His ceiling's probably like 35. He's hit that once. Probably 30.
And Patrick Kane's is double that.
Yeah. Tournament only play, Mark Stone, been on fire. 13, 37, 29, 12. Playing well. Don't really like that game at all, but he'll be low owned.
Yep, he will. And Jimmy Howard has not been playing well recently. So I don't hate an Ottawa stack. Lindholm I'd only use in a stack, but Florida's defense, for some reason, has actually been playing really well. That surprised the hell out of me.
Gallagher, if you're stacking Montreal, he's put up 20 or more in his last three games. If Pecorine starts, I'll have access to Gallagher. 6,700, a little bit pricey, but he'll be low-owned. I don't think anyone's really going to own Montreal.
They always go overlooked for some reason. Brock Besser only in a stack.
Landeskog only in a stack.
If you want to use a Colorado one-off, he would be the one I'd use of that line, but I'm not going to do it unless it's a stack.
Anyone else 6,000? I got one guy.
What if Line A is going to go off? And Colorado plays absolutely no defense. So Line A might be worth a shot if you're MMEing.
Yeah, we've seen his ceiling before. He's got a rocket of a shot.
No floor.
Oh, no floor. Not at all. I think I'm going to keep riding Tyler Toffoli. His price has come up a lot, but I actually have interest in that line for tournaments and in stacks, and no one's going to own him. Vancouver, like I said, probably going to get a backup goalie, and Toffoli, I mean, their second line is kind of bad, but if you put him up with the Kings' first power play unit, I really like that play in larger field tournaments.
Absolutely. Toffoli's been shooting a lot. He's putting up some points. Tournament only, but we'll definitely be low-owned.
Did you see Jonathan Marchessault's price? $5,700.
I was like, I'm still scrolling. $5,700? What the?
He was just 72 last game. There's a mid-range value guy.
Wow.
I mean,
you don't have to play him at some point.
He's been.
Toronto's defense is not great. It's improved with Jake Muzzin, but for his ceiling, he's $1,000 to $1,500 too cheap.
He was just $7,200 last game. I don't understand why the price dropped. He put up 8 points, but now at his price, 8 points is not gonna kill you. I'm shocked.
The pricing algorithm on vacation for FanDuel? I don't know what's going on.
Maybe they took the NBA All-Star break a little bit early.
Braden Schenn's in play if you're stacking St. Louis 1.
We mentioned Kyle Connor. He's in play. I think Timo Meier's in play if you're stacking up
St. Louis 1. Kyle Connor's price was $6,000 in the last game.
Down 600. He hasn't done that much lately, but there's your access to Winnipeg for cheap.
Riley Smith is cheap at 52, but if you're going for that line, just go with Jonathan Marchessault. He's a far superior player to Riley Smith. Going to take a shot with Calgary. Matthew Tkachuk's price has dropped quite a bit recently.
Yeah, because he's been brutal.
His production has to.
I mean, we know the goalies for Florida. They're really not that good, so they're not going to keep up the hot streak too long.
Josh Anderson, 5,100. I don't mind him as a one-off. He's going to shoot a little bit. He got nicked up last game, but did come back. But like I've said, I really don't want to target either Robin Leonard or Thomas Greiss.
Two guys, $400 less. Kasperi Kapanen and Dominic Cahoon. I actually like both, and they might actually both be my top two value guys. Kapanen will probably get Vegas 2, and Cahoon's going to get... doesn't even matter. The Devils are horrible. Those two guys are both cheap, both playing well. I think this could be a quicker game, and that's where we like to use Kapanen. Last game against Colorado, he put up 2 goals. I don't really feel like it's chasing. He's been playing a lot better lately, and him, Matthews, and Marlowe were really good together, and I think they are in a phenomenal spot.
I 100% agree. Like I said, Kapanen loves the faster-paced games, and I just don't think Vegas can keep up with him.
No. Play Andrew Shaw, another value guy, if you want to put up Montreal guys. He just came back last game and didn't really slow down at all. Scored 25 FanDuel points, had a goal ahead and assist. Goalie pending, but I'd rather spend $100 more and grab the other two guys we just mentioned.
But if you use Max Domi, then put Andrew Shaw with him.
Anyone else down here for you?
Frank Pietrangelo is going to keep popping up on our research station and optimizers. Calgary's defense is okay. I'm not going to stack up this game, but for $4,500, Frank Pietrangelo is not going to kill you. Jaden Schwartz, I like him a lot, especially if you put him with Tyler Bozak.
That'd be a low-owned stack.
A lot more recently. He's got 11 or more points in the last two.
$4,400, Jonas Donskoy for San Jose. Puts you in with the San Jose 2 stack. He's cheap. I'll only use him with the other two guys in tournaments. Probably won't use him in cash. He doesn't have any floor. But he has upside. And he's going to assist on a couple of their goals.
For $100 more, William Nylander. I don't mind him against Vegas.
He's been playing pretty good lately, too.
He's going good game, bad game, and he's on pace for the bad game. But he has been playing a lot better recently. And that whole line stack is cheap if you want to go that direction.
Anyone else down here?
But I know you're not going to touch it because that's Kadri's line.
Yep, won't touch it. Anyone else down here you're remotely interested in?
Patrick Marleau in a stack. Thomas Vanek, I don't mind. Be a GPP one-off type.
One other guy from Montreal. Joel Armia, is that right?
Joel Armia, yep.
He, not that, like, great of a play, but his shots are really up in his last three games. 6, 4, and 5 in his last three. I think he's worth a shot. He's a big body. He gets power play time. And, like, 4,000, I don't think he'll kill you in tournaments because he does have the upside. I won't use him in cash, but in tournaments, I think he has a little bit of upside.
Absolutely agree.
We'll move on to defense here. Got anyone else on the wing?
Maybe in deep GPP, a guy like Robert Thomas from St. Louis. A decent game last time out. He's on their fourth line, but he is on their top power play unit. So I'd only use him in a power play one stack with the Blues. Josh Levo's in play. Brandon Peary's back down to 3,600. He's on the top power play unit, but he hasn't done anything in a while.
He hasn't. I don't think he's played in a while. Did he play last night? He played last night, but he didn't practice today because he was sick. He's got the flu apparently, so don't think he's gonna play. But
as of this afternoon, he was still listed on the top power play unit, but yeah. Take a look at that after a morning skate.
For sure. Ready to move to defense, stacks, and then get out of here?
Let's go to defense.
Defense, top of the line. I'm not paying for him, but I think you can. Brent Burns, 7,700.
There's only one way I would pay for Brent Burns, and that's if Eric Carlson's out. But he was skating today. I think he's listed as questionable now. If Carlson's in, then I really don't want to touch either of those skaters. But if Carlson's out, then Brent Burns takes all the shots, blocks everything. He's the man without Carlson.
Yeah, it's hard to pay a wing price for a defense, especially on this slate as of right now. But firmly in play, would not fault you for playing him.
As long as you can make the value work.
I actually have no interest in anyone else over 6K.
Still mad at Roman Yossi.
Yeah, he put up zero last...
everybody yesterday.
Which wouldn't surprise me if he puts up 30.
No, he's definitely going to score 2 goals, take 10 shots. He's just going to troll everybody. John Carlson's in play, only in a stack.
He's been horrible.
I haven't played Mark Giordano in a while. The only other one I trust is Victor Hedman, but he'd only be as a one-off. Just right now, his ceiling just doesn't seem to be as high as it should be for a $6,000 price.
Just save some money and go to Morgan Riley, in my opinion. Starting to heat up, play better, more offensive-minded with Jake Muzzin taking a lot of the defense and the blocks. Riley's still getting 1 to 2 blocks, but he's shooting a little bit more. And I like pairing him with Matthews or and Kapanen against Vegas today. I think they can get a couple goals, and hopefully Riley can get one or at least assist on 1 or 2 of them.
Morgan Riley has been the biggest beneficiary from that Jake Muzzin trade. And he's in another great spot tomorrow. We were paying mid-6K for him last year, and right now he's at 5,900.
He was mid-6 or earlier this year, too.
That's right, he was. He's too cheap right now.
Yeah. A few hundred dollars less, you can go to Jacob Trouba, another Winnipeg exposure. Had a solid floor, great matchup like we mentioned. But if I'm going to pay 56, I'd probably just go to Morgan Riley or pivot to the same price and Shea Weber, who quietly has been picking up his game lately for Montreal.
I like Weber a lot tomorrow, especially in a Montreal stack. Put him with Shaw and Domi. It's a massive ceiling there.
I don't mind using him in cash as a one-off either. Points in 4 straight. I think he's finally healthy and it's showing. At least 18 points in his last 4 games. And he's putting up 4 to 6 shots. And he's blocking 1 to 4 a game. So I definitely like him in cash. I think his floor is a lot better than it used to be when he was kind of cold. But like we said, if Rene starts for Nashville, Montreal is firmly in play.
Absolutely. Go to the guy that he was traded straight up for, PK Subban. He's shooting a lot more recently. I don't think we need to go there. But you're stacking up Nashville, or even as a tournament one-off, I like PK Subban tomorrow.
I'm going to keep riding Erik Gustafsson. He's on that one of those hot streaks again, shooting about 4 shots per game, blocking 2 or 3 per game. Great matchup with the Devils, 5,400. If you can try to get him and Weber to work with all the other higher price guys, I love those two for cash GPPs. I think Gustafsson has a pretty solid floor, especially lately.
I like that play. Dustin Byfuglien has a big ceiling against Colorado. But now that he's healthy, he and Trouba are kind of taking points away from each other. I'm not sure if I'm going to go there. Definitely not going to either of them in cash. But they're both viable in tournaments. Tyson Barry I like a lot in tournaments, stacking up with Colorado 1. He's actually been playing really well recently. And Winnipeg doesn't suppress any shots. They don't even pretend to play defense.
Anything else over 5K?
Wouldn't be one of our podcasts if we didn't mention Thomas Chabot.
That's true.
Not sure I'm going to go there, but he's always in play for the ceiling he has.
Ever since he came back from injury, his floor has kind of gone away. He had a really high floor before.
Then he got hurt, and he's still not really back fully, and tough matchup with Detroit, who is suppressing shots like crazy. I think there are better options on the slate today, and you can use them in your Ottawa stacks, but that's about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd rather go $200 less. The guy I alluded to earlier, the Aces tweeted about Alex Pietrangelo, especially if you put him in a St. Louis stack. He has a massive ceiling, showed a solid floor of over 10 points, put up 40 last night. Wouldn't expect him to do that again, but another 20-point performance is absolutely within reason.
I like that. You can also go to his line mate, Colton Parenko, who's been on fire as well, a little bit cheaper. More so in a stack. He had 2 assists last night, but like everyone does good against New Jersey. That's why we love Chicago today. But he's only 4,600. I would use him more in tournaments as he's got a pretty high ceiling, but his floor is about 6 to 8 points.
I would agree with that. He's more of the tournament option, and Pietrangelo is a cash option.
Kind of like Nate Schmidt, 4,400. Toronto can be leaky. Schmidt potted a goal last night against Arizona. Plays a ton of minutes. He's got 2 to 4 shots and 1 to 3 blocks usually per game. I think Toronto's going to take a bunch of shots, and I think he has a chance to block some. 4,400.
For some reason, nobody ever plays him either.
No, and you asked me about him last night too, and I didn't end up using him.
I didn't use him either, but I like the spot he's in tomorrow. And 2 other guys that are right at his price, Jordan Osterley and Ryan Pulock. Both also in play. Osterley more for GPPs, Pulock more for cash.
Same price too, 4,400. Duncan Keith, again, Chicago. Love Chicago.
Scored a ton against 4,400 tomorrow. A little bit cheaper if you don't want to play Nate Schmidt, play Shea Theodore. He's also in a good spot.
As of right now, I kind of cut off there for defense.
Vince Dunn, Esa Lindell, both in play for tournaments.
I think if you're game stacking the Devils and the Hawks, you can go with Andy Green, 3,700. Again, put up 8 points. 3,700, I'll take 8 points all day long. He's a block shot machine. Other than that, I don't really have any interest in anyone else.
No, I'm not really looking at anybody under 4K right now. That may change in the morning. I'll dig in, I'll post any notes in Slack.
Move on to some stacks and then get out of here, buddy.
Let's do it.
All right, well, we already mentioned Chicago 1, Chicago 2. They're my top stacks. Don't think about it. Play them where you can. I love pairing Chicago with San Jose 2. Chicago 1 and San Jose 2 were probably my favorite stacks. I like Toronto 2, especially Matthews and Kapanen. St. Louis 1 and 2 with Pietrangelo. Colorado 1, larger field tournaments just because we know the upside they do have. And I really like the Devils' power play line. They're not playing well, but both of these teams are giving up tons of power play goals. They're ranked towards the bottom in penalty kill and towards the top in penalty percentage. So I think there's upside in tournaments if you want to stack up the Devils' power play line.
Absolutely. I think that'll be very sneaky. It's really the only advantage the Devils have in that game. But if Chicago's taking penalties, Devils' power play could take over. A couple other stacks that you didn't mention, Montreal 2 and Winnipeg 1 and 2. I prefer Winnipeg's top line, but otherwise I'm on all those stacks you mentioned.
Sneaky stack that no one's going to be on. I've kind of mentioned a few guys from them. I really like the Kings today. Something about them against, especially if the guy they just called up, Vancouver, if he starts, I really like using either Kopitar, Toffoli, Drew Doughty's in play, Kempe. think them as a stack. If you get access to both power play lines, the top two lines, they're going to be like 0.5% owned in tournaments. And if the rookie starts, I think, is he a rookie for Vancouver?
I believe so. I can't think of his last name. It's Merrick something or other.
Well, either way, he's been down in the AHL. He's been down in the AHL, so I definitely don't hate a King stack. If Markstrom starts again on the back-to-back, then I'll be off the Kings probably entirely. But if not, put them in a large field GPP, put them in the quarter arcade, and just hope they score a couple goals.
Absolutely. I really wasn't on LA until you and I were talking about them. I think I'm going to have to take some shots with some Kings.
I wish Toffoli was back on the top line with Kopitar and Brown. That would be
Iofalo really doesn't do much up there. Is it Iofalo or Iofalo? Not really sure. Either way.
Alex. All right, anyone else? Anything else catching your eye today? Or?
I think that's going to do it.
All right, guys. Like we said, this is Wednesday night at about 11 o'clock Eastern time. There's going to be a lot that's going to change. So you should sign up at dfsarmy.com. Promo code NHL podcast. Save yourself 20%. Get all our news and notes throughout the day, especially all the goalie confirmations and any possible value that opens up. Get in to get our research station, domination station, chat with all our coaches, and crush this 11-game Thursday slate. But don't forget, get your lady something nice. Take them out to dinner. Ladies, take your man out for dinner and be nice to them too. Have a great Valentine's Day and crush this NHL slate.
Maybe even buy your sweetheart a DFS Army membership.
Hey, there you go. Get him in. Get him playing DFS.
Exactly. All right, guys. Talk to you in Slack tomorrow. We'll see you at the top.
All right. Good luck, guys, tonight.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as the secrets to unlocking a new level to your game.
Hey guys, are you looking for a sports book that you can trust? Well, look no further than mybookie.ag, where you can get a 50% match on your initial deposit of up to $1,000 when you use promo code DFSArmy. As a bonus, when you use promo code DFSArmy, you also get a free month of DFSArmy VIP and DFSArmy Beat the Bookie membership. That's a $100 combined value. So we'll help you with your daily fantasy sports, and we'll help you with your handicapping free when you sign up for mybookie.ag using promo code DFSArmy.